Welcome, mother effer. You ready for some first person shooting as we get into this week's episode of Press Any Button?
Yeah, brother.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Eric.
And this week, if you haven't guessed, we're talking about Brutal Doom. Brutal Doom is a game mod for the 1993 first person shooter Doom, created by the Brazilian developer Marcos Abinate, also known as Sergeant Mark IV. The mod overhauls the gameplay, making it much more violent and bloody, adding significant gameplay and graphic changes. Just for clarity, we only played the mod with the original three episodes of Doom and not all the other games this mod is compatible with.
Yes, just the original Doom. The original three episodes of Doom.
Gotcha.
Not all the extra added episodes of Doom that came later, but we'll talk about that.
All right. I'm excited.
You ready?
You're going to school me on this super OG game, right?
Yes.
I mean, look, this is the game that like everyone talks about, right? It's significant.
Oh, yeah. This is super significant.
Well, I'm excited to learn about it.
Yeah, and we'll get into it now. So we can't talk about Brutal Doom without first talking about Doom. The original 1993 version of Doom has a super interesting development history in itself, but I'm going to be very brief since we have a lot to get through in this episode.
Okay. You mean we can't do the history of all the Doom games ever made?
All of like the mods and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would take a long time. And I'm kind of brushing over stuff, and also I'm kind of outside the community, so hopefully I get everything right. It gets a little complicated, I feel like.
All right, well, go for it.
So obviously Doom is named after our cat, Dr. Doom.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The developers didn't know our cat.
He was totally alive back then.
But I feel like they probably named the game after him. And that completes my history of Doom.
Okay. Well, let's just do the real history.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with our cat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ben.
I know. Good try. Way to fool me.
Okay, so Doom was developed by id Software and was the follow-up to Wolfenstein 3D. Have you heard of that game?
No.
You're shooting Nazis. It's one of the first FPS games ever.
Okay. That's a sweet title. Like, what year did that come out, do you know?
So that came out in 1992.
Cool.
And yeah, so Doom itself was inspired by a Dungeons & Dragons campaign some of the developers were playing.
That's awesome.
And the films Evil Dead 2 and Aliens. Basically, they wanted to kind of like merge like demons and technology.
So pretty much they just wanted to take all their favorite things and merge them together.
Yeah,
into another one of their favorite things, which is probably video games.
That's kind of what it feels like.
I love it.
So development of Doom started with a design document referred to as the Doom Bible. That describes the plot, backstory, and design goals for the project and was made by game designer Tom Hall.
Well, okay, I need a copy of the Doom Bible. Why don't we have that yet, Eric?
I don't know if it actually exists anymore.
Oh, man. That'd be cool to have a copy.
As development went on, the Bible became a source of conflict within the development team. The Doom one, not the actual Bible.
Yeah, I figured.
Particularly with lead programmer John Carmack, who not only disliked it, but dismissed the idea of having a story at all. And he has this great quote that I love. He said something like, "Story in a game is like story in a porn movie. It's expected to be there, but it's not that important."
Oh, ouch. Yeah, that's definitely not the case now. It's almost opposite of that. If you play a game without a story, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think John Carmack was more interested. I mean, he wanted the story to be there, but more as the background piece to actually playing the game.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like. I like games that kind of have the gameplay first and foremost, like the center.
Yeah, that's definitely okay. It's okay to have certain games for certain different things that you like.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, heavily story-focused games are great too. It's just different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think John Carmack, he was one of the programmers, and he was more interested in kind of showing off the technology of what they've kind of accomplished with Doom.
Gotcha.
So as development went on, the Doom Bible kept getting reworked until much of it had been cut entirely. This led to a frustrated Tom Hall leaving the company about 10 weeks before the game was released.
Oh no, 10 weeks?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Just all because of this stupid Bible?
No, it was his work in general. It was kind of getting... He was like one of the primary designers, and he felt like he was kind of getting pushed to the side. Basically, they kept throwing out his ideas, I feel like, and he was getting frustrated by that, and he felt like he wasn't contributing to the project.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it sounds like kind of crappy.
Drama.
I mean, there had to be drama in this game, right?
Yeah, sounds like it.
So the levels that Hall had designed were also redesigned by programmer John Romero and new hire Sandy Peterson. So yeah, they went back and kind of threw out his levels that he made too.
Yeah, it's like, not only do we not want to do any of your ideas or let you have any say, we're going to redo everything you did. So you're not even going to be in the credits.
Yeah, but originally, like, Doom had a lot more story and build up and stuff. But yeah, as you play the original Doom, you can kind of see it is more gameplay focused, and you really don't have much story.
But I don't really think you need that much story for this particular game, because the story that is there is one that you've seen and heard a bunch of times in other movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's kind of been done before.
Yeah.
So Doom is composed of three episodes. The first episode, called Knee Deep in the Dead, was released for free as shareware. The next two episodes, The Shores of Hell and Inferno, were sold via mail order. So, yeah, it did something kind of...
Is that like Netflix back in the day?
I think you had to write him a check and send it in the mail, and they would, like, mail you the...
You had to trust that they were going to actually send you something?
Yeah, I mean...
Like, they could just take your check, right, and go cash it without sending you anything back?
I don't think you could do that.
I mean, you'd eventually get in trouble, probably. Yeah,
eventually get in trouble for that.
Could you imagine doing that today? Sending a check out or sending the money out?
I mean, I used to receive checks in the mail. In fact, I still receive occasional checks in the mail.
No, I meant to buy something.
Oh, yeah. That was much more common back in the day.
Yeah. This just sounds so archaic now. Mail and a check? What even are those things?
But this had to do with their decision to self-publish the game. So this was the first game they wanted to self-publish.
So how did you get the first one for free?
Usually you would get these like shareware discs that would contain a bunch of like shareware games. And like Doom might be on that. Someone might share it with you.
Would you get this from a friend? Or would you randomly get this in the mail from like a company or...
Like, did you ever see, like, those game discs that would have, like, you know, 500 games or something back in the day, or 100 games on it or something?
No.
A lot of those games were, like, shareware games that, you know, were actually free, but they just, like, compiled them together.
Yeah, and no, put them I've on never one seen disc. That before.
It could be on something like that. It could be spread by friends. But basically, the idea was to encourage people to share the shareware version. Just to kind of like get that out there. And I think it was also online too, so you could actually download it. But, you know, fewer people had access to the internet back then.
Yeah, it'd probably take you like 3 days to download it in 1993.
I don't think Doom was that big. I think it fit on a few floppy disks.
I'm just kidding. Just because the internet was so slow back then. So interesting. So you had to get it from a friend or have one of those discs that just had a bunch of games on it, and then... You had to hope you randomly played Doom.
Yeah, you have to come across it somehow.
Cool. Did you ever have one of those discs?
Yeah, I had a bunch of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like didn't know that was a thing. That's cool.
So later in 1995, an updated version of the game containing the three episodes and an additional episode that Flesh consumed was packaged as Ultimate Doom and sold at retail.
Whoa.
So that one actually did make it into stores.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you know how much it was back then?
I think they sold the other two episodes for $40. I'm not sure how much Ultimate Doom was, though.
Dang, 40 each?
No, for the...
Yeah, for the original one. So you got the first chapter for free and then the other two chapters or episodes.
Or 40 together.
Oh, okay, not 40 each.
Yeah, so they
were... I was like, whoa, $80 for the rest of that game? That was
a lot. So they were technically $20 each.
Gotcha. It's a little more affordable.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unreasonable to me, considering like what they were doing. And the fact that they gave you like basically a third of the game for free was also nice.
Mm-hmm.
So Doom sold extremely well, selling an estimated 3.5 million copies by 1999.
Whoa.
Between 10 and 20 million people are estimated to have played it within 2 years of launch. So yeah, it spread like crazy. And in late 1995, it was estimated to be installed on more computers worldwide than Microsoft's new operating system, Windows 95.
That's awesome.
So yeah, this game spread like crazy. So people were sharing it.
Yeah, I'm sure word of mouth was probably the main source of like their marketing.
Yeah.
Was just people telling their friends about it. And then probably giving them that disc that they had.
Yeah, because...
So they could play it.
Yeah, or make a copy or something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Doom was extremely influential. It helped define the modern FPS, all that stuff.
Back then, was there anything to keep you from, if you bought the other two episodes, taking those discs and just letting your friend play it for free?
I don't think so. There was a sternly worded message on there not to do that.
Was it like that one they would show like before movies when you'd watch them on DVD?
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't...
Don't burn this DVD or whatever.
Yeah.
That's stealing.
I don't think it would have been as common back then to worry about that, just because, you know, those means of sharing files like BitTorrent and Napster and all that stuff that came around and that came around later didn't exist when they originally released it.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, copy production was like kind of minimum back then. Okay, so Doom was also pretty controversial when it came out.
What?
For the high levels of graphic violence and satanic imagery, which generated controversy from a broad range of groups. So yeah, a lot of people didn't like this game.
I guess there is some satanic imagery. I didn't really pay that much. I mean, I was like, oh, that's there. But you see it so much now.
Yeah.
And like every scary game, or not every, but you know, like there's a lot of scary games or games in general that kind of use similar.
That's true. I guess we've become pretty...
Like numb.
Yeah, pretty numb to the satanic imagery.
Oh no.
What has Doom done to us?
What have video games done to us?
Yeah. So yeah, it was also one of the three games cited in a 1993 U.S. congressional hearing that led to the formation of the SRB, or Entertainment Software Ratings Board, with the other games being Mortal Kombat and Night Trap. So yeah, that's why we have... ratings on video games.
Yeah.
Thanks to Doom.
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doom.
Yeah.
So, and Mortal Kombat.
Also, thanks, because in 1997, the developers did something really super cool. They released the source code for the Doom engine, which is kind of the engine that runs Doom.
Mm-hmm.
This allowed fans and hobbyists to mod and port Doom however they wanted.
And that's why we have so many different mods of this game, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly why there's so much. But if you did want to sell something you made using the code, then you have to go back and pay a license for it.
Okay. Well, but, that's fine.
Yeah, but as long as what you're doing isn't for commercial purposes, then yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Neat.
This is why you see Doom, like you said, ported to so many different devices. Back in the day, I had it in my graphing calculator. I saw online someone had ported it to like a pregnancy test.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's kind of become a meme of just porting Doom to stuff.
Porting it. Yeah. The other day, like I was at an improv jam and one of the guys had this little necklace with like a little Tetris like game on it. Or it was like a tiny little Game Boy necklace or something like that. And I was like, oh, do you have any games on there? And he's like, I'm going to port some. And I was like, are you going to port Doom? He's like, yeah, that and Tetris. And I was like, oh, cool.
Nice.
But yeah, I've seen like all kinds of articles where Doom was like ported to this random like Tamagotchi pet thing, or like, oh yeah, here it is in like this Nokia 100 or whatever. Oh, remember those brick phones back in the day?
Yeah,
if you could have Snake, the game, it could probably run Doom.
Yeah, right? Definitely like a...
like a toned down version of it.
Lightened version of Doom, for sure. I mean, my graphing calculator was like black and white, and it was like not great, but it was still...
So did you play it during class?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Did you beat it?
On the graphing calculator?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the same game. It didn't feel like the same game. But I couldn't tell.
Can you beat it on the graphing calculator?
I mean, I assume so. I think it only had like 3 levels, and maybe I did.
It was so long ago.
Who knows? Okay, so now that we got Doom out of the way, that was a very short version of Doom. There's much more to it.
Oh, yeah. Now this is cool, though.
Now we're going to go down the rabbit hole that is Brutal Doom, and it gets a little complicated here, so hopefully I have everything right.
Okay. Is it harder to find information on games that are like mods instead? Because it's not, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
the original mass-published game or whatever.
For sure. And there's, you know, forums of information of development history and all that stuff that, you know, you could probably go back and find. I didn't do any of that.
Okay.
This is a very, like, aerial view of the project. Okay, so the Brutal Doom mod doesn't actually use the original game engine from Doom. It uses a source port called Z-Doom. While Z-Doom isn't the only source port Brutal Doom is compatible with, the source ports it is compatible with seem to be other iterations of Z-Doom, like Zandronum.
So basically someone made a mod and they put all their coding and stuff out there for other people to use their mod to make a mod of the original game. So it's like a mod of a mod.
Yeah, we're going to get very mad at it. It's mod of a mod, God. Mod of a mod, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if my brain is going to be able to follow all this.
So Z-Doom was created by Marissa Randy Height. It was an amalgamation of later games that used the Doom engine like Heretic, Hexen, and Strife, and other iterations of the Doom engine, ATB Doom and NT Doom. She basically took all these different contributions to the Doom game engine and combined them into one thing that would then kind of be maintained and up to date. That was the idea behind Z-Doom.
Okay, following so far.
Okay, so the difference between Z-Doom and the engine used to run the original Doom are pretty significant. Z-Doom turns Doom into a true 3D game, adds support for modern graphics cards, includes map editing, high resolution, translucency, crosshairs, jumping, free look, and does way more than what I'm going to list here. It essentially lends itself as a tool for other modders in a lot of ways.
Okay, this is very interesting.
Okay, so Z-Doom comes in 2 flavors, GZ-Doom and LZ-Doom.
Flavors?
Yeah. Basically, the difference being that GZ-Doom is for modern-day graphics card, while LZ-Doom is for older ones. And while I believe you can run Brutal Doom on either one, I only tried it on GZ-Doom.
Okay.
Now moving on to Brutal Doom. So Brutal Doom is a gameplay mod that was created in 2010 by Sergeant Mark IV. It is compatible with Doom, the Ultimate Doom, Doom 2, Hell on Earth, Final Doom, TNT Evolution, Plutonia, and other custom WADs, which WAD is like the main game file for Doom. Okay. So you're still with me.
Gotcha. I'm still with you. So this just came out in 2010?
Yes.
So it's not that old.
Yeah, and the most recent revision, I think, was 2019. So it was still getting worked on even pretty recently.
Yeah, cool.
So the list of changes, the mod Brutal Doom makes to Doom are way too long to list, but to give you the basics, it adds dismemberment, blood splattering effects, adds more weapons and revamps the old ones, adds marine allies that can be rescued, has Mortal Kombat style executions, improves enemy AI, improves the explosion effects, and add enhanced lighting and shadows. There are some things here that are also kind of added to this list too, like if you shoot the head off an enemy and it hits the enemy behind it, it will do damage. Nice. Stuff like that.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this version is a lot more, like, advanced than the regular Doom.
Yeah. The main difference, why I wanted to talk about Z-Doom and then Brutal Doom, is because Z-Doom does some stuff that Brutal Doom kind of benefits from. Like making it a true 3D game and adding free look and making it compatible with graphics cards, which then allows Brutal Doom to come in and just kind of amp everything up from there.
Sweet.
So Brutal Doom has won Mod of the Year twice on ModDB in both 2012 and 2017. And by 2021, the mod had surpassed over 5 million downloads. It even received high praise from one of the original creators of Doom, John Romero, stating if they had released Brutal Doom instead of Doom back in 1993, they would have destroyed the game industry.
True.
Yeah.
It's like, if you thought that was bad, it's like, hey, just wait a few years. Wait until you see what video games get up to, 1993 people. You have no idea how bad it can get and how gross it can get.
That's true. So Brutal Doom has become such a ubiquitous mod that at this point it has spawned its own parallel mod scene. Currently, ModDB, where Brutal Doom is hosted, has over 940 mods listed as add-on mods, which are mods that require the Brutal Doom mod to run.
So say that again. So there's 900 possible mods for this one particular mod.
There's like over 940 mods that use this mod.
That's crazy.
Or that so mods like that to, mod in some way. Yeah.
I would like to see the mod tree of Doom. That would be like a cool like family tree.
The mod tree of Doom would be fucking nuts.
It'd be cool. I would like to see it. Someone, oh man, that'd be a cool poster.
I did see a very basic one that had like several branches. I recognize Z-Doom and then GZ-Doom and Zandronium. But yeah, that's about all I recognized on the tree.
I mean, are there any like out there ones? Like, I don't know, Barbie Doom or something like that?
I mean, probably.
Did you come across any crazy ones when you were looking?
Did not look that hard for okay. weird graphics mods. I remember there were some licensed ones like Chex Quest and like... there's like a Simpson one, I think, too. Yeah, there's some really interesting like... ports where they basically took Doom and like relicensed it for their thing and changed some sprites and stuff.
Yeah, I mean that wouldn't be too hard.
But yeah, that was not that uncommon back in the day where you'd see the source port that it's basically Doom, but it's its own game.
Yeah.
And it comes in a box of Chex cereal or something.
So odds are, even if you haven't played Doom, you've probably played Doom in some way. Like, if we've played, a handful of games growing up or anything, you probably ran into some version of it.
It's very possible you've run into this engine somewhere.
Cool.
Okay.
It's like there's, 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon? There's probably like some kind of...
I wouldn't be surprised.
Some kind of Doom thing.
Both Z-Doom and Brutal Doom are both completely free, but require the WAD file from the original Doom game, which only costs $5 right now. So,
wow!
In order to set all this up, it only costs $5, assuming you don't have the original Doom game lying around somewhere.
Gotcha. $5, worth it.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Definitely. And that completes my history, so we're going to move on to some fun facts.
Oh, yay. Yeah, we need some fun facts after all that. All that history. That was thick.
Yeah. Okay. Fun fact number one. This is based on Doom's multiplayer, which I didn't really talk about at all.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a multiplayer option. That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, so the original Doom is...
So it's like Halo, sort of, but Doom?
The original Doom created the deathmatch. Yeah. Like, that's where it comes from.
Cool.
So yeah, of course kids are going to be playing multiplayer like right when it comes out.
Oh yeah.
So within hours of Doom's release, university networks were banning Doom multiplayer games as a rush of players overwhelmed their systems. The next morning, John Carmack came and made a patch to the game, but at that point, like, it had already been banned on a bunch of college networks.
Darn it.
But it was programmed in such a way where, it was taking up more memory than it needed to.
So no one could actually do, their schoolwork or anything because everyone's playing Doom.
Yeah, it was crashing networks.
That's funny.
Fun fact number two. Doom could have been an official Aliens game.
Ooh.
Its software was offered the license to the movie, but turned it down in order to maintain creative control of the game.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Don't sell out. Don't be sellouts. But that's pretty cool. I could see it working, for sure.
I thought it was cool that they just got offered the license.
Yeah.
I guess they were doing something no one else is really doing as far as technology goes.
Mm-hmm.
But that is pretty cool. Fun fact number three. The concept for Doom originally had a working title of Green and Pissed, which was the name of a concept Hall had proposed prior to Wolfenstein. But Carmack soon named the proposed game after a line from the film The Color of Money. Have you seen The Color of Money?
No.
It has Tom Cruise. He's hustling people in pool.
Okay.
So, yeah, the line comes in when someone asks Tom Cruise's character what he has in the case, which is holding his pool cue. And he replies, "What in here? Doom."
That is so random.
He probably did the line a little bit better than I did.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes sense because, like, everything's doomed in this game. Like, because you're killing everything. It's like, is why I thought it was called Doom. But it's really from a Tom Cruise movie. And green and pissed just sounds like the Hulk.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be expecting a Hulk video game if it was called Green and Pissed.
Green and Pissed is not a great name for a game.
No.
Especially this game. I don't even think the color green is used that prominently.
Doom is so much easier. One word. The simpler, the better.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, and my last fun fact. Fun fact number four. I'm not sure if you found it, but in the Brutal Doom game, you can actually obtain a shotgun guy's head after performing a specific fatality on him. The head can be thrown to deal very low damage and was mostly added as more of a gag.
Okay, so I didn't throw it, but I did notice that there was a head that I could kick around, and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was like, was that an accident? And then I went and tried to kick it again, and sure enough, it rolled on the ground in front of me, and it made a noise. I was like, that's kind of funny. But I didn't try to, like, kick it at anyone or anything.
Well, you could have done very low damage if you had.
missed opportunities. That's kind of funny.
Got some regrets.
Yeah. So, Eric, what's the story for this game? It's just like an angry agent guy, and you're on like agent guy.
Well,
like, who are you? Who are you playing as?
So you're playing as Doom Guy.
Okay.
Who's not named.
Okay, but are you like a soldier, a spy, an agent, like James Bond type person?
My understanding is that it takes place on Mars, and you're a Marine that's working with, I guess, the Mars Protection Agency or whatever. I probably have that wrong, but yeah, some scientists are like, open up a portal to hell, of course. And,
of course.
You know, creature starts like coming out.
Okay.
And yeah, so you get there and like, you find out like, almost everyone's dead, and then something like that. It's they don't really talk about it all, and I feel like they don't really need to, and that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. I was just wanting to clarify for my own self.
But it does. I know it does take place on Mars, and yeah, that's about it. That's cool. About all I really know is all it takes place on Mars.
So you're just a badass action guy.
I'm probably
shooting up aliens and all kinds of other creatures.
As someone who didn't even hardly look at the story in the wiki, like, it's very briefly what I can remember. So I might not have all that right.
Okay, you're the one that picked this game. Why did you not look up the story?
I did not pick this game for the story. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And I didn't think we would be talking about the story.
Well, I didn't want to go into that much detail. Just like, you know.
Did you not hear the quote about story and porn?
Okay, fine. Moving on. So, Eric, do you want to start with something you like about Brutal Doom?
Before we get into the pros and cons, I want to just say that this is kind of a tricky game to review because the game is really composed of three different pieces that make a whole. The level designs are mostly untouched from the original game. The physics engine stems from Z-Doom, and Brutal Doom modifies all the weapons and sprites and adds a bunch of new gameplay mechanics that are unique to the mod itself. But I think for the sake of simplicity, we're just going to treat it as one composed game, even though I know that's not the case. That sound good?
Sounds good. Do you want me to start, or do you want to start?
Why don't you start?
Okay. So the first thing I like about this game is that it's action-packed. Everywhere you turn, there's something to shoot, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's like a secret room to find, or I don't know, like acid that you have to walk through or whatever. Or like barrels that blow up. There's just a lot of cool different stuff, and it just like goes at a good pace, and you don't get bored. Definitely don't get bored.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. I had a blast playing this. So yeah, I like the combination of how Z-Doom and Brutal Doom come together and essentially turn the game into a modern FPS, and that's really impressive to me.
Yeah.
It feels like a modern FPS, especially if you compare it to the original Doom.
Yeah.
And how that controls.
Yeah, for sure.
I know some people prefer the original Doom, but personally, yeah, I really like what they did here.
Yeah, and it might just be what you played it on originally. You know, if you played it originally the old school way, you might prefer that way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I think because we played so many newer games, it's like definitely easier to play this way.
For sure. If nothing else, just being able to use the keyboard as opposed to the original setup, which is like you have to push the mouse forward.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So what's something else you like?
Something else I like are the fun and complex maps. So like sometimes they can get a little mazy. There's also like secret compartments and secret like passageways that you need to find and like just different switches and things like that. So I think they did a good job of like using the limitations of, you know, technology at the time, but still making levels that were like not just, I don't know, basic.
Yeah, the levels are definitely dynamic. Like mm-hmm. you walk into a room and maybe a door opens behind you or
exactly,
something.
Exactly.
Or you hit a switch and like the rooms next to you on either side open up and there are a bunch of enemies. I feel like they're just a ton of traps. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that.
And then there's like certain rooms that are kind of like mazes where yeah. like just one hallway will lead into this hallway, which will lead into another hallway. And then, I don't know, I was thankful for the map that they, like if you press the tab button, you can see a map of the level. I'm yeah. like, thank you.
That helps a lot.
It did help a lot.
But yeah, and then you add in like the teleportation and stuff, mm-hmm. and that can also like add to the
trickiness. Gosh, yeah. But yeah, I almost felt like the map design or the level design or layout, whatever you want to call it, it was almost like a character in its own right.
Yeah, for sure.
Of the game.
And honestly, like those map designs are pretty much untouched from the original, you know, John Romero, Sandy Peterson maps that they made. So those are super old maps and they still hold up.
Yeah, they did a good job.
So I think the main goal of the mod, which was to basically turn the gore and explosions and speed of the game up to 11, was really successful.
Yeah.
Everything feels like way more intense. It just so feels so satisfying when you're blowing apart these creatures blowing up the barrels and like the grenades and the effects. God, man, it's so
yeah,
satisfying.
I love all the goriness. And also, I don't know, did you like ever use your fists for any reason?
No. I think you can do some fatalities that way.
Yeah, so I accidentally I don't know what I did. I guess I scrolled too far, and then the next thing I know, I was punching a monster. I don't know, but like the camera angle kind of like zooms out so that you could see like your whole body instead of just, you know, your fists.
Yeah.
And so you actually get to see like the whole body, a version of you punching this monster. And I was like, oh crap. Like, it was scary because like, you know, I did not mean to do that, but it was also like, I guess a good accident because you get to see like something a little different from when you're just shooting.
Yeah.
You know, you can only see like the tip of the gun or whatever.
Yeah. I did see some of those zoom out parts, especially when you die. I kind of like that too.
I don't like this, but I think it's funny how when you die in this game, it doesn't automatically just quit. Like you have to go in. Like if you want, you can just sit there and watch like what all the monsters do like after you die, I guess. But like in a normal game, you would just get a game over and it would automatically quit for you, right? And then you'd have to start the level over or start at the save point.
It's just giving you a break, you know, so you're not back into the intensity right away.
I just thought that was funny.
So one thing I liked was the price. Like you can't beat free mods. I mean,
that's true.
Pretty awesome. Like it's a bunch of work people do just for the passion and love of doing it, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's great. I'm thankful for those people. I like all the different weapons you have in this game. Even though it's kind of old, there's like a whole bunch of weapons you can switch through. You have like grenades. You have...
Well, Brutal Doom adds a bunch of weapons, too.
Okay.
So some of those aren't in the original Doom.
Well, in this Brutal Doom version, I like all... You have so many different weapons.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got like, a pistol, machine gun, like, a chain gun.
Flamethrower.
Yeah, that flamethrower
is nuts. Yeah.
You get an axe at some point.
Chainsaw is in the original game.
I never got a chainsaw.
You never got a chainsaw?
I don't think. No. And then what's that, like... laser blaster thing, it kind of needs to charge up
the big fucking gun. BFG.
yeah that. So I don't know. I just think it's cool. I like when you have a lot of options, and also you kind of, like, in certain parts, you need all the ammo from all the weapons.
So. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely kind of, at some points, you definitely have to ration your ammo. Although...
I'm not good at that.
For me, I ended up with just, like, way more shotgun ammo than anything else. I think it's because there's so many shotgun guys, and probably. Every time you kill one, you get their ammo. So I ended up using the shotgun quite a bit.
Shotgun was pretty good, though, too, because, yeah. Like, you just need to hit someone one time, and they're blown apart.
Yeah, shotgun was fun. I love the shotgun. So one of the things I liked is, yeah, the attention to detail really shines through. The extra novelties, like being able to flip demons off.
Oh, my gosh, that was fun.
Rescuing allied Marines, and, like, you can tell them to follow you around or stay in one spot. They do kind of get in the way a little bit. Sometimes they jump in front of you.
Yeah.
They get a little bit too eager to get into the action.
Yeah.
But it's still fun to have, like, buddies. I don't know. I thought it was cool.
Oh, yeah. Like, at first, because I've never played a game using keyboard controls like that.
Yeah, this is your first one?
Yeah. And so I was just, like, woke up one morning. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to play this game. So I went into the office. And I'm like... I started up and I'm like, I didn't know how to move. I was like, I was pressing all the buttons. I was like on the keyboard. I was going through. Okay. I'm like, okay, M and B. And I was just going through like every single key and I still couldn't figure it out. And like, I guess cause I didn't hold it down. I was just pressing it and not holding it down. Cause
yeah,
you know, you kind of have to hold W down to walk forward. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I thought the game was like frozen or glitched up. And I'm like, I'm going to have to wait for Eric to wake up before I can play this game. Because like, I literally don't even know how to get started.
That's funny.
But yeah, with doing that, I found like the button where he flips you off. And what is it like? Fuck you, motherfucker. Or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. My Lanta, this game is for adults.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a fun thing you can do.
I don't think I ever used the flip off button ever again after that because, well, like, it's too complicated to just use those other three buttons. But I'm glad that I accidentally found it.
Three buttons is enough for Nikki.
Oh, that's too many almost. There's really five buttons that you really need to. No, because you have to know shift.
We'll save that for the strategy. Okay.
What else do you like, Eric?
So I didn't experience a single crash.
Ooh, nice.
Which is really impressive for a fan-made mod. Most mods are known for being super buggy. So
yeah. Yeah, it's pretty, like, legit.
Yeah.
It seems professional, for sure. I think it's cool that you have so many difficulty settings on this game. Right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like when you're picking the difficulty setting, there's like a really long list. They're all named really silly things. But like, I've never seen that many difficulty settings. It's probably like, what, 12 or something?
Yeah, you can make it as easy or as hard as you want, really.
Yeah, that's just nuts that there's maybe 3 or 4. You know, you have easy, balanced, hard, and then like, boss to the wall hard.
Yeah, some of those come from the original game and some of those are added on from the mod too.
But so, yeah, it's pretty cool. So like, no matter what your level is, you could probably find something that works for you.
Yeah, exactly. Any more pros?
No, that's all I got for the pros. Is there anything that you don't like about this game, Eric?
It could use a bit more violence.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, okay. So in all seriousness, though, this is obviously a game for mature audiences, so keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But yeah, it's definitely a mature game with lots of gore and lots of cursing and killing and all the good stuff.
Yeah, all the fun stuff.
Yeah. A con for me, personally, and I'm only speaking for myself because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the only one. But keyboard controls are difficult to master. Like, if you're not used to playing a game where you have to keep your fingers on these certain keys, like, it's kind of hard. Especially when you get into stressful situations and you're freaking out. And you're like, I have to remember how to go left and right. And my hand is, like, shaking all over the place. And, like, I don't know. at the end, like the at the end level of the first episode, I was not even moving left and right. I was pretty much just going forward and running around. Like,
I was amazed you were able to beat it without going left and right.
I couldn't think. Nuts. I didn't have time to think. Like, for me, because I'm not used to it yet, like, you know, I have to think, okay, press this to go right, press it. You know, it's not like a immediate reaction sort of thing. So it was almost hindering me to go left and right instead of just go forward, turn around, go forward, turn around, go forward. Because, like, it was so stressful at the end. I was just like, oh my God. Like, I bet my heart rate was like 180 or something because, like, I literally felt like I had like 4 cups of coffee. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad this was your first keyboard mouse experience for a game, for a FPS.
It is fun, though, and I will say I've gotten a lot better at going left and right, just not in the very stressful situations.
That's when
when it's just like one or two monsters, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can dodge this. But yeah, it's just when it gets crazy, it's hard to think of all the things at once.
Yeah, gotcha. So one of mine is, there are plenty of guides to setting up Brutal Doom, but it might be a little bit tricky if you're new to modding scene and don't bother to read the setup guide. It's actually really not bad, but I can see some people having some some issues if you're not tech savvy.
Luckily, I didn't have to do any of that stuff because you already did it.
Exactly.
Thanks. Benefit of having you as the husband. Although I do like the maps, I will say, it's kind of easy to get lost sometimes, even when you're using the map function or the map, you know, key.
Yeah.
It's still easy to get lost or, like, overlook something that you might need to go forward.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I never really used the map. I was just, like, sprinting everywhere, hitting switches, looking around, like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, after a certain point, it's just, like, I've walked around everywhere twice or 3 times, and I don't know. You know, sometimes if you don't find it, you're not going to see it.
Yeah, that's true.
So the map helped a lot.
There are some things that are pretty well hidden in these levels. That's it for me as far as cons. I honestly had a lot of fun with this mod, so I don't have many negative things to say.
I have like 2 more, but they're not huge ones. One of them is I think that the enemies do too much damage.
Oh, okay.
Because, like,
that's actually something that Brutal Doom, I think, turned up a little bit.
Okay. Because I was on only, like, the 2nd or 3rd difficulty level down on the list. Like, right? The one you gave me. What was it called? My difficulty level.
Hurt Me Plenty?
Yeah. That wasn't very far down on the list. So, like, I'm assuming the one that I played wasn't, like, that hard. But, like, some of the enemies, they hit you 1 time and you just be dead from 100%. And it's like, what? You just came around from a corner. How was I even supposed to know you were there?
Yeah, and some of those explosions and stuff. Like,
yeah.
There's some weapons you really have to be extremely careful with.
Yeah, so I just felt like, I mean, I was on, like, one of the easier difficulty settings and I feel like I was still getting killed really fast. So I'm like, I mean,
if I hadn't forced you to play on a harder difficulty setting than you normally would have picked, you probably would have had a little bit easier time.
Maybe. I'm not sure which I would have picked on that one because there's so many different ones. I don't know if I would have picked the easiest one like I normally would.
Yeah.
Because there's so many. I'd be like, oh, maybe I can go down 2 or 3. Like, I might have ended up picking the same one.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like the worst. I'm pretty good at shooting games, but yeah, I've just never played one on a computer with a keyboard like this.
Yeah. I mean, we could have always hooked up a controller. I think I never actually tried that, but I think you might be able to do that.
No, I think it's good to have the experience of playing it like everybody else does.
Yeah.
And then one other thing is all the enemies make the same noises. Like, it doesn't matter if it's one of those Chewbacca-looking monsters.
Oh, they make different noises, yeah.
No, they don't. What are the monsters' names again? So you've got the basic dude, right? What's his name?
Like Zombie Guy or
Zombie Guy. It sounded like he was making the same noises as Chewbacca guy?
I think maybe when they're like bleeding
What's
out.
What's Chewbacca guy's name?
Imp.
Imp. Yeah.
The imps.
I feel like they were making the same noises because like I could not, I don't know. Basically the sounds didn't help me figure out which weapon to use or anything like that because they always sounded the same to me.
Okay. I mean, the zombie guys like and shotgun guys, they say stuff. They say words and stuff, whereas I think the imps just kind of like roar at you and stuff. But they do like make...
That could be more different.
similar noises when they're like dying or something, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be helpful if they were differentiated more. Because like sometimes you need different weapons for different monsters. Well, so it'd be nice to know.
I don't think you got to Lost Souls, which are the flying skulls or floating skulls.
No.
They actually don't make any noise, I don't think. They do make some noises, but like they can sneak up on you really easily.
Oh gosh.
Because they don't like make a lot of noise.
No, thank you.
So as someone who is pretty new to a keyboard and mouse style FPS, I'm curious about like what strategies you came up with.
Well, strategy number one when you're playing this game is to breathe because it's easy to get stressed out because there is so much action, which is fun, but also don't have a panic attack or anything because you're not breathing, taking deep breaths. But the first real strategy I have, which I've already mentioned several times, so I don't want to talk about it that much, but is using that map tool because you can get lost really easy. And even using the map tool, you can still get lost. So definitely just use the tab button. It like will flip to a, like a drawing map version of the level, and it's very helpful, even though Eric didn't use it.
Yeah, I'd say they are basically like mazes with keys and switches, opening up rooms and previously explored areas. So there's quite a bit of backtracking. So yeah, just keep that in mind.
Using the map too, also it kind of shows you where like the secret compartment rooms are too. So like if you really want to make sure you get all of those.
Yeah, especially
if you kind of will show you
if you found like the map bonus thing that will populate the whole map for you. I think, yeah, then you can easily see those bonus rooms. I don't know if you can see it otherwise.
Well, sometimes you can see that there is something there.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know because I didn't check the map.
Yeah.
So one of the great things about Doom is being able to save anytime you want to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anytime. Oh, my gosh. Use like, those save points.
Anytime you want, anywhere you want.
That's pretty much the only way that I beat the end because I would literally save after every couple of shots. If like I got even like two or three shots on those guys without losing any health, I would just save. Like, and little by little I made it through, and it still took me like probably almost 2 hours to beat it.
Yeah,
and that's mostly because I suck at the keyboard stuff, but you know.
Yeah, but the only bad part is that you can really screw yourself over if you save with like no health or in a bad situation where you're like surrounded or something.
Yeah.
So usually what I'll do is I'll use different save files, one for the start of the level and one as I'm playing through it.
Same. Yeah. I started doing that after you told me. I was like, yeah. And then I actually ended up having three because I was like, eh, let me save at the beginning of the level. And then I would like, you know, use my next save for like the next time I wanted to save. But then if I wasn't sure if I would want to go all the way back, I was like, I had a third one. And I was like, so that if I just wanted to go back a little ways, I could. Or that I had another option in case I wanted to try to save it with like 30% just to see if I could get through. Then I had kind of like a backup of my backup. And I didn't have to go all the way back to the first beginning of the level.
Smart. Backups of backups.
Thank you. I wish I would have had that during Frogger. I would have beat that game so much faster.
Yeah, then the game wouldn't have nearly been as long.
That's so true. Another thing, obviously, I think this is just like for most games that are like this, like there's different weapons for different situations, right?
Oh yeah. And these weapons are actually, I really like how they're balanced differently for different types of situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you've got grenades for when there's like a whole room of monsters and you're trying to kill a whole bunch of people all at once. You know, you've got like shotgun for when you're like walking through and you're going to be close up. And then you've got like all kinds of other guns for
assault,
different things.
Assault rifles.
Pistols. Like we already kind of went through the weapons earlier. But yeah, they all, they're all different, and they all take different amounts of ammo to kill monsters and stuff, so you kind of have to learn them all. But, yeah, certain weapons are definitely better for certain monsters.
Yeah, and piggybacking off that, don't use explosives in tight corridors.
Yeah, don't. You'll just kill yourself.
A rocket launcher?
I did that so many times.
God.
And those barrels. Make sure you look out for the barrels, because, like, you might just be shooting all willy-nilly and then accidentally hit one of those explosive barrels and boom, you die.
Oh, yeah. I got super aware of where the barrels were.
Yeah, it's like, even if you're not really trying to use them strategically, which sometimes you can, but you don't always need to, because, like, it's just faster to shoot them regularly sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, but, like, depending on the situation.
If they're just in your way, yeah, there was a couple of times where I, like, just, like, accidentally shot one, because I was just, like, shooting around, because there was so many monsters, it was like, eh.
Yeah, the first time I picked up the flamethrower, I immediately died. I, like, set everything on fire, and they all started, like, coming at me. I'm everything's on fire. I don't have anywhere to go. And then I saved it for the boss, and I was like, oh, man, nice. That made the boss so much easier.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Another thing is, when you're entering a room, be cautious. Don't just run out in the middle, straight into the middle of the room. You want to slowly enter the room and then look around the corners and stuff, because, like, I feel like all the monsters like to hide where you can't see them. That way you feel safe, and then bam, you get shot.
Yeah, they love doing that. They love opening doors on the side and behind you, so suddenly you're surrounded. There are a ton of secret areas, so always try opening the walls and double check areas you've already been, because sometimes a switch will have opened a secret room or an extra room or something. Or sometimes just a room opens up that enemies pour out of, and there's cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that goes back to the original maps.
Yeah. My last piece of strategy is just always be moving, because it's a lot harder for them to hit you with bullets if you're just always moving around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's.
Don't give them a chance.
Yeah.
To aim at you.
Strafe. You got to strafe.
Yeah. Strafe. I learned what that was while we were playing.
All right. So, you find anything for the future?
I did not really. As far as I can tell, there's not a new Doom game coming out anytime soon or anything like that. So.
That's a disappointment, because the new Doom games are supposed to be pretty good. I still haven't played any of them. The only Doom game I played is this one.
You have to get on it, babe.
Yeah, I heard they were good games too. So the current game Sergeant Mark IV is working on now is called Brutal Fate, which is an original fast-paced FPS. Using the GZ Doom engine. It's scheduled to be released on Steam sometime this year.
Ooh. What was that called again?
Brutal Fate.
Oh, so he likes the name Brutal.
Well, you know, I think it's maybe like a series because of how graphic and gory it is. So people will know that ahead of time. Like, oh, this is
going
to have a lot of gore and violence. I think it's a good way to
It's like an indicator word.
Yeah, it's like distinguishing it.
Gotcha.
So, Nikki, I am wondering how you did in this challenge. Did you manage to beat Knee Deep in the Dead on Hurt Me Plenty difficulty?
Oh, yeah. I killed it. I aced it. Like, I probably could have done harder difficulty. It was nothing. It was like, it's just like tipping over a glass of water. Boom. So easy.
So it wasn't like drinking 4 cups of coffee and having to save every 2 seconds?
No. What are you talking about? I didn't say any of those things. You don't have that recorded. You don't have that on record.
Well, I'm glad you found it easy.
It was not easy. It was fun, though. I really do like this game. And even though it was challenging with the keyboard controls and stuff, I thought it was pretty fun, and I found my own way to work around the keyboard controls. So
that's good.
I did it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, and now you have the rest of the non-shareware game to play at the end if you want.
I did start the next episode, and the third level of the next episode is like really hard. I've already probably killed like 25 monsters, and I'm like nowhere near beating the level yet. So I might keep playing it. We'll see. It is hard, but I might keep playing it here and there.
You could always tone down the difficulty, too, if you wanted to.
That's true.
Okay, so I get...
Yes, I did complete the challenge. So,
all right.
Sorry, not sorry. Because I told you I was going to do it, and I told you you were going to be rapping. So,
All right. Well, let's hear it. Half devil, half machine, I'm about to make a scene. On my screen is 17, got a flex for the imp chicks. Disheveled space marines, slaying bloody like sardines. Blowing shit to smithereens, just for the clicks. Just a sub-subscriber demon, built like pre-retired He-Man. Not a good describer demon, got a rocket arm thing. I desire things on fire, more a hugger than a crier. No attire is required, just my human skull bling. Hitting on this orb, ladies, wanna cruise to Hades. I deflated with Tom Brady, now I'm driving his Mercedes. Getting all the souls, recode them to skulls. Now they're floating and on fire under my control. Hell awaits as Mars awakes. Take a break, jump in a lake. Make a shake from human stakes. Contemplate, do a double take. Doom guy's just a small fry. I'll be waving goodbye as I blow him sky high, all the way to Shanghai.
Sweet, sweet rap, babe.
Thanks.
That's gonna be like number one on the Billboard.
I'll be a number hits. One single.
Number one single. For Eric Liedtke, the rapper.
That's my rapper name, Eric Liedtke.
Just your regular name.
Just my regular name.
No, I thought your rap name was like Easy.
That's just a work nickname. Oh, okay. Definitely not a rap nickname.
Pretty cool. Like Easy. I was pretty sure that's already a rapper's name.
Probably.
It's out there. But anyways, so Eric, are you curious as to what the next game is going to be?
Yeah, I'm excited.
So it's gonna be like around Halloween time ish. Well, October when okay. we're playing this. So I wanted to pick something unpredictable.
Dark Souls.
I said unpredictable.
That would be unpredictable for you.
Like I want to. Yeah, that's true. I would not pick that. But yeah, I want to pick something a little creepy, but not necessarily full on horror. But like definitely in the spirit of like spooky and creepy. And like just fun Octoberness.
Naughty Bear.
No, man, we still gotta. I gotta get an Xbox.
I know. 360 you've been waiting to
for that.
Play that game.
No, this one. So, the main character is like a little girl. Does that help you at all? I don't think you would know it, honestly, unless you remember me playing it a couple of years ago, because it is a game I played already, but it's been a while.
Oh yeah, I think it was that one on Switch, right?
Yeah, well, it's on all the platforms, but yeah, it's called Little Miss Fortune.
Okay, what type of game is it?
So it's an adventure video game is what it says, but basically it's kind of like you're playing through like a story.
Okay,
but yeah, and your challenge is to get the good ending, the true ending.
Okay, so
and I'd rather you not look it up, but I guess you can if you really want to.
I'll try to play through it without looking at it. Is it a long game?
No.
Okay, I'll try to at least play through without looking it up, and then if I do a second playthrough, I might look it up.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that sounds
cool. Yeah, so we're doing Little Miss Fortune, and you got to find the good ending, the true ending.
Cool. Yeah, sounds fun.
Awesome. All right, well, we'll see everybody next time.
All right, bye.
Bye. If you like what you heard, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or rate us on Spotify. And always, we'd love to know what you thought of Doom. Have you played it? Have you played Brutal Doom? Have you played one of the many, many, many other mods? Let us know on Instagram. And thanks for listening. Bye!